Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue. Welcome back. In this series, we're walking alongside good old Ben Franklin through his autobiography to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every single day. This is the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast, and this is part 14, When Confidence Isn't Enough. Have you ever met someone who was absolutely convinced they couldn't fail? Sometimes confidence is inspiring. Sometimes it's dangerous. Ben Franklin witnessed one of history's greatest examples of overconfidence during General Edward Braddock's expedition against the French and Native American forces in the American frontier. What followed changed not only Franklin's opinion of the British Army, it began changing the way many colonists viewed the British Empire itself. As conflict along the frontier intensified, England dispatched General Edward Braddock and a large force of professional British soldiers to North America. The expedition was simple. The British Army would roll in, they would quickly defeat the resistance on the frontier and restore order. When Braddock arrived, however, he encountered an unexpected problem. His army lacked the transportation necessary to move supplies through the colonies. The horses, wagons, drivers, equipment. He expected simply they weren't available. Braddock was frustrated. Franklin saw an opportunity to solve the problem. Rather than relying on government orders, Franklin turned once again to communication. He wrote advertisements throughout Pennsylvania, explaining the generous terms being offered to anyone willing to provide horses, wagons, drivers. He also wrote thoughtful letters reminding colonists that these soldiers had come to defend them. At the same time, he gently warned that if the volunteers couldn't be found, the army might eventually requisition the supplies anyway, and likely on far less favorable terms than was being offered. It was a classic Franklin move. Appeal to reason first, appeal second to their shared interest, and then only then remind people of the consequences of inaction. The strategy worked. The necessary transportation was assembled. To reassure hesitant citizens, Franklin even pledged his own personal fortune as collateral, promising that suppliers would be receiving the full payment for the use of their equipment. His reputation had become so valuable that people trusted his word as much as an official contract. Franklin also understood another leadership principle: relationships matter. He presented gifts of quality food and luxury items to several British officers, strengthening goodwill and making future cooperation easier. Soon after, Braddock's army marched toward the frontier. Now, everyone was just expecting an easy victory. Instead, disaster struck. British forces were ambushed by French and Native American fighters who used unfamiliar woodland tactics. The disciplined formations that had dominated European battlefields became liabilities in the forests of North America. The British Army suffered a devastating defeat. General Braddock himself was mortally wounded. The survivors retreated in disorder. As they withdrew, Franklin noticed something deeply disappointing. Many of the soldiers showed little respect for the farms, property, and possession of the colonists they had supposedly come to protect. For Franklin, this campaign became a turning point in his view of the world. Like many colonists, he had long believed that the British army was nearly unbeatable. Braddock's defeat shattered that illusion. Perhaps the mighty British Empire wasn't as invincible as everyone had assumed. It was a realization that would quietly influence colonial thinking in the years ahead. Here are a few lessons that I picked up from this particular chapter. Lesson number one, reputation is built before it's needed. When Franklin guaranteed payment with his own money, people believed him, not because of legal contracts, but because of years of earned trust. Character compounds. Every promise you keep today becomes credibility you can rely on tomorrow. Lesson number two, communication solves problems. Franklin didn't begin by issuing demands. He explained, he persuaded, he appealed to shared interests. Good leaders recognize that most people respond far better to understanding than to coercion. Lesson number three, never mistake confidence for competence. General Braddock possessed impressive credentials. He commanded one of the finest armies in Europe. Yet, he underestimated an unfamiliar environment. Franklin quietly recognized an important truth. Past success doesn't guarantee future success. Humility often prepares us better than overconfidence. Lesson number four, adaptability beats tradition. Braddock tried fighting a North American battle using European methods. His opponents adapted. He did not. Whether in business, leadership, or everyday life, success often belongs not to those with the greatest resources, but to those willing to adjust when the circumstances change. As I finished this chapter, I couldn't help noticing that Franklin wasn't celebrating Braddock's defeat. He admired Britain. He wanted the expedition to succeed. But honest observation forced him to acknowledge something important. Even great institutions have weaknesses. Even respected leaders make mistakes. Even powerful organizations can fail when they become too confident to adapt. For Benjamin Franklin, this wasn't simply a military lesson, it was a leadership lesson. True strength isn't found in believing you're unbeatable. It's found in remaining humble enough to keep learning. So remember, dear listeners, the lessons are older than we are, and they are just as relevant today.